did the job, though.
Yes, but I know Mr. down there, an old timer, he said it made the house hot. And never had any stream. The flies just get in.
Just get used to flies.
Yeah.
Say, does it really work to put a piece of cotton on your screen? Will this really keep flies out, or is this just...
I never tried that.
I know, I've seen many houses with it.
With cotton, where?
You just take a piece of cotton and stick it on the screen. It doesn't, I don't think it works.
Well, I don't think so either. We just are not, I'm not bothered very much. I notice now, since my grandchildren are here, they let them in.
Yeah, you can't help it when there's traffic and You mentioned a bull a while back. Was this called a bull when you were a girl?
Bull, they didn't call him ox, but he was bull. Uh-huh. I don't know. I think those oxen are steers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, this was a bull.
I was wondering if there were any other terms that were used for this.
No, we just called him a bull. My neighbor owned half of him, you see, and they had to kill him together.
Oh.
And they shot him and killed him. That's the only experience we ever had with a mad animal. My neighbor dog and I, when this dog came that time and bit the dog, this neighbor was carrying out feed to his hogs and he had a bushel basket and that dog kept trying to get him and he just held the bushel basket there and he kept biting the basket and then his dog attacked him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally killed the dog. And we know that must have been the dog.
Did the neighbor's dog get bitten?
Yes, he got bitten.
And shoot him?
He had to shoot him. And he got acting queer, so he killed him.
Huh?
And I vaccinate my dog. I have him vaccinated every year.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
We're just learning a lot, aren't we?
Yeah. Some of these inoculations for children.
Do they inoculate against scarlet fever now?
No, I don't believe they've come that far.
That's
yet.
What I know. My three children had it.
I had it. Couldn't figure out why I had so much trouble breathing when we were running around the airport. Did children here in the early days have any trouble with that disease where membrane forms in the throat?
Yes, I almost lost my oldest daughter. She's this that I introduced you to a while ago. With membrane is cruel. And she just she had lain down was asleep that day. And she woke up and she seemed like she couldn't breathe. I picked her up and her husband came in the field and I told him, I said, she seemed like she can't breathe. Her face looked kind of blue. And he told me to call the doctor and have him that it was for only one in Norman with a car, had a white Buick.
Mm.
That was 1909. And he came right out here and he had that antitoxin. And he gave her a shot of that, and the next day he came out and gave her another shot. And he said that in a half an hour she'd been dead. It'd been through and closed up. Membranes croup.
Was that diphtheria?
Diphtheritic croup, they call it. Diphtheritic croup. And that membrane, her throat, her windpipe was filling up with that membrane, you know. We never had any diphtheria in our family, but that was the nearest.
Yeah, close enough.
So then, he gave her little brother a shot, a mom, a small shot of it to keep him from taking it.
Did people around here have any trouble with that disease that made the person who was sick turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice. We didn't have it, but then I've known people who did have it. Liver disease.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty dismal too. How about sore joints, where they get sore and swell?
Well, I suppose they did. Some people, we weren't bothered with it.
Arthritis or rheumatism?
Or